Jazz is alive and well in Philadelphia. In fact, this is Jazz Appreciation Month. Joining us for an appreciation is Philadelphia resident and longtime bassist Jamaladeen Takuma. Jamaladeen, thanks for joining us on Newsworks tonight.
Thank you so very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here and appreciate all the things that you guys do for all of us here.
Well, thank you as well back at you. Congratulations are in order. You are the recipient of this year's Benny Golson Award, and that comes from Philadelphia's Office of Arts and Culture. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. That was a surprise, and I was quite nervous from that moment that I received the news of it up until the day that I received it. But it was nice. A lot of folks came out to celebrate with me. And the mayor was cool, and I had a chance to do a little solo for the people that has never been done before from a receiving artist. So I picked up my bass and played it for the folks, and they went bananas. And it was just the fact that in thinking about every moment, everything that led up to that point, I also felt as though that it was not only an award for myself, but also for everybody who has went into a studio with me, everybody who has went into a plane. On the train or a concert, anybody that had anything to do with my success. I wanted to make that acknowledgement as well. I wanted to let folks know that it was just not me who was receiving the award that day, but it was others who had played a big part in, my receiving that award.
And short of tasking you with reciting that list or giving us a shorthand history of jazz and Philadelphia's central role in it, certainly Ornette Coleman, among others, comes to mind in that you've performed with him amply.
Yeah, Ornette Coleman. But I also met Tyrone Brown, bass player, who at that time was with a band called Catalyst. Him and Odine Pope and Sherman Ferguson and Eddie Green had a band called Catalyst. And they went on also to become the backup band for Pat Martino. And also they did some work with Grover Washington Jr. So Sherman suggested that as soon as I got out of high school, play with Charles Erlin, a.k.a. the Mighty Burner, the organist. And I had gotten a scholarship to go to Berklee School, but I didn't want to do that. I wanted to play live. And that was the first job. And then after that, Reggie Lucas from Philadelphia, James Entume, also from Philadelphia, was at the time with Miles Davis. They was in his band, his electric band. And they suggested Ornette Coleman call me, and would I be interested in playing with him? And I met Ornette. Ornette said, we're going to go to Europe for 2 weeks. Would you be interested? I said, sure. And we were supposed to go for 2 weeks, and we wound up staying in Europe for 6 months.
This is Jazz Appreciation Month.
Right.
But what is the challenge of infusing an audience these days with not just the lore and the history, but jazz in 2018?
Yeah, 2018. For me, that's one reason why I sort of started the Outsiders Improvising Creative Music Festival, which has been now going on for 4 years. And it was very important for me to be able to express my curatorial ideas with musicians and artists that did different things. Me wanting to bring them together to create, music and create a vibration that was not really heard in Philadelphia, at that time. Philadelphia deserves, to be able to have a great platform where you can hear great improvised music.
And so over three dates, the Outsiders Festival will play out, and the first is this Friday. What's on the docket?
First is this Friday at the Milk Boy Club here in Philadelphia on Chestnut Street, and this band is called the Freeform Funky Freaks with Vernon Reed on guitar.
Living Color?
From Living Color, and G. Calvin Weston from the Lounge Lizards on drums, and myself, Jamaladeen Takuma, on bass. The second installment is Sunday, April 15th at South Jazz Parlor, and that's going to be with a group that I put together called Jupiter Four with the guitarist Nels Klein from Wilco, Chad Taylor on drums, and a new saxophonist and electronic musician named Alfredo Colon from New York. And we're going to end that month on the 29th with a final concert at the Philadelphia International House with Ornette Coleman's Primetime Band, headed up by Denardo Coleman. James Bloda Olmer is going to open up the show. And to end the show is going to be Secret Mall with Alfredo Colon and his band from New York. So this is the first time that we've done three concerts. We've always just done that one major concert at the end of the month. But we felt as though that, let's keep expanding.
Well, congratulations again on being the recipient of this year's Benny Golson Award from the Philadelphia Office of Arts and Culture. Good luck on the upcoming series of shows starting this Friday at the Milk Boy. Thanks so much for taking time to visit our studios.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I appreciate everything. And you guys keep doing the good work that you're doing.
Back at you. Bassist Jamaluddin Takuma on Newsworks Tonight.